the bar time. Kelly, this is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right, so if you can manage to make it through the day, through the weekend, without trying to hide from police in a porta potty, then you're doing okay. And maybe you're thinking to yourself, you know what, that's probably a good place to hide, especially if you put the little latch down that says occupied. I mean,
yeah,
how...
no one's going to bother you.
No, no one's going to bother you at all.
Exactly.
Well, earlier this week, there was a dude in Wisconsin, and he stole a car.
Oh,
he eventually lost control, crashed, and the people in the car made a run for it. And two of them started running through a golf course across the street, and one of them ducked into a porta potty on the course, on the golf course, right?
Uh-huh.
So there was a golfer who actually saw this go down, saw the fugitive go inside the porta potty.
Oopsies.
And then decided to take matters into his own hands by pushing the porta potty over.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Oh, all of the stuff that probably spilled.
There was no thought. I just knew what the right thing was to do, and I did it.
Adam tipped it over and heard the sloshing from the porta potty. It was literally a crappy situation.
So if his plan was to trap the guy, it worked because police caught at least two of the four suspected thieves and the stinky one and some other guy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, foiled by a tipped over porta potty.
I mean, especially if you tip it where the door is resting against the ground. Oh.
Oh, yes.
That's awful.
That's not a good way. And I mean, how many showers? How many showers do you need?
Well, I don't know if you've ever been at a party or at a place where there are porta potties and some people think it's a good idea to shake the porta potty when someone's inside, but it is a terrifying experience.
Oh, yeah. No. I want no part of that.
Yeah.
I try to avoid them at all costs. I mean, I've told you before that I kind of avoided food and drink all day when that was going to have to be my only option. I'm
yeah.
like, nope, not
Absolutely.
Doing it.
Absolutely. So again, set to the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without hiding from police inside a porta potty, then you're doing okay.
Oh, especially when a witness is like, I am going to be a citizen hero
mm-hmm.
and tip it over.
Yeah, there you go. That is your setting the bar story.